listening to An Inside Look with North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. How do I land a big deal in my community? What are location consultants really looking for? Join us as we pull back the curtain and look inside the secrets of site selection with your hosts, Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Welcome to An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. I'm Tim Tarantine, here with my friend and colleague Amanda Harrison. We're here to celebrate some of the top 50 site decision influencers in North America. And Amanda, you talked to just one of those. Tell us about your conversation with Scott.
Thanks, Tim. Hey, everyone. I did speak with Scott Cooperman of Cooperman Location Solutions this week. He is the founder of that group, and he started that company in 2011 after spending 12 years with A. Epstein & Sons International, a Chicago-based architecture, engineering, and construction firm. So Scott's got more than 25 years of experience, all sort of related to this field of economic development. He's a frequent speaker and contributor to several professional trade groups and publications related to economic development. And he has some outstanding insights to share today, especially from the perspective of being the founder of his own consulting firm. So he really sort of takes us through his career and how he got to where he is today. And I'm excited for you to hear what Scott's got to share.
Hey, Scott, thank you so much for joining us today on North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Amanda.
So we love to ask this same question over and over again, but it really helps us get to know who you are before we dive into some of the tougher questions. So tell us, what are three things that everyone should know about you?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot right from the start here.
That's right.
Well, I would say, first and foremost, I always put my wife and kids at the top of my list of things that inspire me and what I'm proudest of. I'd say second, I think, you know, if you're going to be a consultant of any type, certainly including the kind of work we do, it's really important to be an interesting and interested person if you want to get hired frequently. And that means placing an emphasis on really seeing the world around you, not just relative to travel, but engaging people, you know, understanding their differences, not making assumptions. And I'm not sure, truthfully, if I'm all that interesting, but I feel really fortunate, you know, to have a job that allows me those opportunities. And then I'd say number three, I'm not a very religious person. I don't have really strong or passionate political opinions. But one thing I believe very strongly is that for your family, your community, your neighborhood, or even your country to be great, people have to help each other. And without getting into too much detail, the best moments and experiences of my life have involved some combination of the three of those. So that's my top three. And that may have been a little heavier than you were hoping for. And I would say that number three just edged out the fact that I think the Three Stooges are still funny.
No, I think that those are three great insights into who you are. I like all of those. I especially love the reference to being interesting and interested, because that's just such a unique perspective, but something that I think everyone listening can relate to right away and even apply to their lives if they're not already paying attention to that thought. So I think we're off to a great start. My next question will tell us a little bit more about you professionally. So talk to us about how you got involved in site selection at the beginning and why maybe you've stuck with it as your career of choice.
Well, I think like almost everybody else who does this, you know, nobody is in college or high school or wakes up when, you know, when they're in their formative youth and says, hey, I want to be a site selector. Like many other people, the profession really found me. I went to graduate school in South Florida and ended up staying down there for about 12 years working for a really large community developer. And I worked on large-scale real estate transactions, selling huge pieces of property to all different types of users, and met my wife down there. And after a while, we decided that, you know, raising a family in the Midwest, where I'm originally from, is more attractive than doing so down there. And I came back to Chicago and started working for an architectural engineering construction firm, trying to combine those real estate services with what design firms typically do. And It was during the time where that kind of cottage consulting industry of site consulting was actually becoming a thing. And clients were seeing the value in trying to stretch the broad array of services that those types of firms could provide. And I have to say, about, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, I woke up and kind of looked around me and said, there's other people doing this thing called site consulting. They're helping companies make really important decisions through providing them a process and some leadership and structure as to how to go about doing it. And then about 4 years ago, I just decided that I'm not a kid anymore, and I always had a dream of going off on my own and being a sole proprietor doing this. And I had enough confidence in the relationships I had with clients, and I dove into the pool head first and said, I'm going to do this on my own. And it's been a great decision, and I'm lucky enough to have some clients who've really stuck with me and giving me a lot of work and referrals in the process.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And here we are today. So speaking of those clients or companies that you're working with, what are some of those key issues that you're seeing pop up kind of in the landscape today for them specifically? And then maybe are there certain things that you've seen that work really well or that economic developers and communities can do about it to better serve those client and company needs and issues?
That's a great question. And I'm going to answer it from, you know, my particular perspective. I focus almost entirely on companies involved in the food industry, whether it's manufacturing, you know, distribution, packaging type products. So those companies are really interested right now in being able to innovate. And the way I define that is being able to put new ideas into production very quickly. So when I'm doing managing a search, you know, obviously there's all the technical, very well-defined requirements that we have for property, for labor, for, you know, the right kind of regulatory environment, you know, tax structure, incentives. But again, the other thing I'm looking for is a little more conceptual. And the solution that I'm trying to provide needs to really focus on feeding that need for innovation. And if a community, you know, has a particular set of resources, or maybe just a couple, that they think really can, you know, a company like that can benefit from, they need to promote that. And I've seen some good efforts of that happening, you know, more recently than in the past few years, where they're recognizing that type of need, both in the food industry and almost any other type of manufacturing as well.
Fantastic. So you mentioned those resources that communities or economic developers should promote, and you also mentioned innovation. So I'd like to ask you kind of about marketing strategies. And as one of our top 50 site consultants, we really want to know what marketing strategies work best on you. Now, maybe some of those are really innovative and maybe some of those are a little bit more traditional. But from your perspective, what is most effective for marketing?
I get a lot of questions like that at some of the forums I attend by economic developers. And I have to say, a lot of them try to overthink that whole issue. You know, and they ask, should we be sending you printed material or sending you email blasts, or what is it that gets through to you the best? And I have to say, what the most important thing is that an economic development team, number one, figure out what their community is good at. And it's not going to be everything. It's going to be based on the resources and successes that they've had and an effort to try to build on that. And when a community tells me about the types of successes that they've had and the ways that they can mitigate what I call delivery risk of the process of identifying, delivering, and operating a facility, that's, you know, what will resonate with me and, more importantly, my client. There's so much gray area when you're going through the site selection process. Anything that is put forth as a marketing effort that kind of mitigates the concerns that we have is going to stand out. And there's creative ways of doing it, and good economic development teams are really able to articulate that well.
Yeah, I like that perspective, that it's not always just about promoting the positive aspects of the community, but it's also about just addressing those concerns right up front and doing so in a creative way. That's great advice for everyone listening. I want to turn more to you a little bit as a leader, as an individual. How do you personally define success for yourself?
That's a good question. The obvious answer that comes to mind is when you get repeat business or referrals from clients, or when you see 2 or 3 years after you've helped them find a location that they're growing or their facility is expanding or there's mentions of success. That's always nice. But I'll say the most valuable thing that I have is having a client who trusts and relies on my judgment. It takes a certain level of effort and skill and time and relationship building to really get to that point. And if you have that with multiple clients or a few that are really part of your core businesses, you're going to be successful.
Absolutely. Here's another one of my favorite questions, and I'm looking forward to your answer. But what's one leadership lesson that you've maybe learned throughout your career that you carry with you and would hope to pass on to others who are listening?
I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you, something that I think about quite a bit, having been in this profession for a while, is that I think there needs to be a growing level of awareness and an increase in desirability of site consulting as a career choice for young people who, you know, are just coming out of college or maybe been in the workforce for a few years and are still kind of scratching their head about what they want to do with their life. I think this is a profession that does not require a tremendous amount of expensive post-grad education, and it can really begin with somebody who comes from a number of different backgrounds. And, you know, for a young person to get involved, they're going to get tremendous exposure to a number of different industries that make up the whole site consulting profession, whether it's real estate, construction, public finance, local government, engineering, and, you know, there's probably 3 or 4 others. And I can think of few consulting opportunities where someone can get opportunity very early in their career with such wide exposure. And as I said, you don't need a ton of education, but you need a fairly strong level of self-confidence, good communication skills, and most importantly, and maybe difficult to find, you really need a good mentor. And I'm hoping that at some point, speaking for myself and others who do this, that they'll see that the mentoring opportunities to pass this on to younger people are really there.
Yeah, spoken like a true leader, looking for those opportunities to pass on what you're doing and what you know to the next generation. I think that's a fantastic approach to that question. Last question, we'll get you out of here on this last one. So if you could tell a room full of economic developers just one thing, what would that be?
The one thing is going to be hard, but I would say don't promote your region for opportunities you're really not well suited for. You know, as I said before, leveraging on your strength in terms of resources and successes that you had, positioning yourself as a facilitator, you know, rather than a kind of a salesperson who's going to be invaluable throughout the site selection process, and do it with passion. That's what's going to differentiate you.
Awesome. Well, Scott, thank you so much again for taking the time to be with us and just tell us a little bit about your career and what you've learned throughout. And most importantly, we just really want to congratulate you on being named by your peers as one of North America's top 50 site consultants.
I appreciate and am grateful for the opportunity, Amanda. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.